You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, in light of current events, Jay White sent me an opinion piece which is actually perfect. However, I want to build on this particular opinion piece and something that is purposefully left out of the conversation when it comes to domestic violence. And both of these are going to culminate into the climax of what I really want to talk about. Now, this opinion piece that Jay White sent me was published on the 4th of January. Violence against women must stop. Man, I tell you, the outward misandry that opinion pieces like this show is never, ever going to cease to amaze me. Since the passage of Marcy's Law, quickly obtaining accurate statistics regarding domestic homicide has become difficult. Law enforcement agencies no longer provide the public with details regarding the nature of the relationship between the victim and the offender, and the official charge is usually homicide, void of any details that could reveal domestic violence as a component of the circumstances involved in the heinous tragedy. Okay, here's a question that I would pose to the writer of said opinion piece. What about the statistics of when men are actually domestically abused? What about when men are actually deleted because they refuse to fight back? No one ever talks about that. Oh, so only victims of domestic violence are women? Oh, that's right. Thanks to that pesky thing called the Duluth model, which we all know was actually false. It was false. Even without readily available information that could verify the certainty, it appears that there have been at least 4 domestic homicides in our region during the past 2 months. Once again, do you keep track of when men are domestically violated, when men are abused, when men are deleted by abusive women? Nah, we can't keep track of that because, oh, those pesky men, somehow in this twisted society, people will say that, yeah, a man that ends up being deleted by his girlfriend or wife somehow had it coming. The women who are coming forward for help at the refuge house, which this opinion piece is actually just an advertisement for said organization, are sharing similar stories describing the complex barriers they face while trying to escape their abusive partner. Once again, there is no way that a woman should say, oh, I can't escape my abusive partner. In this society that we live in, oh, no. If there's anyone who have a problem escaping an abusive partner, it is us men. Why? We know why. And I'm going to cover that in the next article. They can't find affordable housing, reasonable child care, employment that provides a living wage, etc. We know these obstacles and have been working to alleviate them since the beginning of the women's movement. What is disturbing to our victim advocates over the past few months is the level of extreme intimidation, attempts at control, as well as the brutality of the violence which victims have reported experiencing at the hands of their abuser. Once again, there is no way that a woman in this current society cannot get away from an abusive man. All she has to say is, look, I'm going through this, go to the police station, file a police report, and boom, the Duluth model automatically kicks in. So no, miss me with all of this crap. Violence against women must stop. What about violence against men? This opinion piece pretty much makes it crystal clear that violence against men perpetrated by women is A-OK. And somehow he must have did something to make her snap. That right there is one of the sickest mindsets that we keep having in this society. Anytime a woman does something to a man, the first question that everybody has been trained and programmed to ask, what did he do? He must have did something. She wouldn't do this. Women aren't violent towards men. Yeah, right now. Especially when we get into psychological and emotional abuse, which is women's playground. At a time when the future well-being and individual autonomy of women and girls seems to be shifting towards incertitude, it is more important than ever that our community remains committed to assuring that women have access to safety, support, and upward mobility. Most importantly, perpetrators must be held fully accountable for their actions. We stand firmly in support of victims seeking justice. Victims, only if they are women. What about the male victims of domestic violence? Remember, gentlemen, Earl Silverman actually tried to make a shelter for men. But what happened? The feminists and society drove him to delete himself. Why is it that men can't have shelters? Why is it that this society, every time men actually try to fix themselves, they have to come and say, well, whatever men do to try to help themselves means they must hate women in the process. Get the absolute hell out of here with that nonsense. Now, gentlemen, I'm going to go to an article that was printed in 2017 that will forever remain relevant. However, it is also always conveniently and purposefully left out of the conversation when it comes to domestic violence. Now, this particular piece was published March 23rd, 2017. Extensive research. Women initiate domestic violence more than men. Men underreport it. I find it absolutely disgusting that everybody, when they talk about domestic violence, purposefully leaves this part of the equation out. Domestic violence against men is often underreported. Further, multiple studies demonstrate that in intimate partner violence, women are more often the initiators of physical violence. Expert testimony provides that crucial information is necessary to overcome the bias against men in domestic violence cases and related restraining orders matters, especially when men are claiming self-defense for filing for protective orders against abusive women. Oh, there's no systems to help men. Why? Insert the Duluth model, which we all know was actually false. Social workers and judges are often skeptical of such claims by men. And it's time we bring science into the courtroom to end such systematic gender-based discrimination against men. Now, we all know why they have to keep that discrimination in place, because the system knows, yes, there are some extremely violent women out there who use the system as a sword and a shield against their male partners, husbands in particular. Oh, yeah. See, both of these articles, why did I cover these? Well, gentlemen, I must say that I think it's time for you guys to give me my flowers. I really do. Why? Because you guys know on December 1st, I made a video called Men Are Breaking Their Chains of Restraint. And in that video, I talked about it. I predicted that 2023 was going to be the year that more men started taking matters into their own hands. They were going to start striking back. They were no longer going to put up with the abuse from their female partners. And enter one Dana White. That's right, gentlemen. Dana White has officially decided to let everybody know of his Native American roots of the Smackahoe tribe. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We all know of the video of Dana White after his wife put hands on him. Oh, he decided to return the favor. He truly did. Now, I have made it crystal clear my stance on when women put their hands on men. I say, knock her teeth down her throat. See, this is the true equality that women don't want. I'm all for true equality. Equal rights, excuse me, and equal lefts. Violence is rated E for everyone. But you have to go back and ask this question. Why did she feel so comfortable putting her hands on him, especially in a public place? Remember, gents, I did a video on Chuck Liddell a while ago and how he was being beaten by his wife, but he actually decided to take the jail charge instead of actually sending her to jail, which is something else that men must stop doing. Fellas, if you're being abused by your woman, put those police in her life. Put her in jail. See, all of this old school crap of men are supposed to just suffer in silence. Men are supposed to just take the abuse and not talk about it. No, 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 no. Those days must come to an end. They must. Men are being abused every damn day in this society. But why are men so afraid to actually report their abuse? Well, we all know the article covers it. System-based gender discrimination. Mm-hmm. So no. If men aren't able to go to that same system that women use, then guess what? Hey, damned if you do, damned if you don't. This is another sick mentality that our society actively encourages. A man could see a woman just wailing on another man, and he won't do anything about it. In fact, he'll sit there and laugh at it. However, once that man finally says enough is enough and retaliates, those same men who was laughing when the woman was beating on him will turn right around and put their capes on. Gentlemen, this is why, in my humble opinion, you should be packing. Truly, you should be packing. I am so sick of the white knights that love to come to the rescue when they see the woman doing wrong against the man. However, they never want to sit there and say, hey, you know what? Y'all need to break this up. People should keep their hands to themselves. See, once again, this is part of that cherry-picked equality that women want to enjoy. Oh, I should be able to hit a man and he should never be able to hit me back. Too many men have been programmed with that since our childhood. A boy should never hit a girl. However, we never tell girls, hey, keep your hands to yourself. That should be the standard model. People, keep your hands to yourselves. And if you don't, then guess what? The person you attack has every right to defend themselves how they see fit. No, I am crystal clear in that. And I'm able to actually separate it in a case-by-case basis. What Dana White's wife did to him, yeah, she deserved to get the shit slapped out of her. Yeah, I'm all for it. I'm not going to be one of these fence riders. Oh, well, you know, a man should never hit a woman under any circumstances. No, too many men have actually died because they refused to defend themselves out of fear of the system and the court of public opinion. Nope, nope, nope. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read both articles. Let me know what you guys think. Let me know your opinion. Do you think Dana White was in the right? Do you think it was wrong? Let me know in the comment section. As far as I'm concerned, she got the true equality that she was seeking. And more women, they need to get that true equality. Until we tell women to stop putting their hands on men, hey, whatever happens, happens. And believe you me, there's going to be more men who are going to take matters into their own hands. It is what it is. And women around the world, you better understand this. In 2023, oh yeah, the power, social, the white knights, the police, everything you think you have that's going to give you that invisible shield that lets you continue to abuse men in your life will go out. Feminism and the response of all those systems will go out right along with it. Because believe you me, ladies, once you put hands on a man, once you put hands on the right dude, guess what? He's going to return fire. And if I'm around to see it, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sit back and say, well, he took matters into his own hands. She shouldn't have struck him. That's equality. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.